welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and every Tuesday I interview a different mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons they've learned along the way. If I've learned anything from interviewing such a wide range of moms, it's that no two extraordinary moms look the same. We all have a story to tell, and we are all mothering in our own way. So let's celebrate that and learn from one another. Thanks for listening, and if you like what you hear, please share the show with a friend. Today, my guest is Ashley Hunter Riley, and she's going to talk about founding the nonprofit Fit Kids. She's going to talk about how she saw a need for helping children to be more active and eradicate this obesity epidemic that's going on in our society. And so by founding this program, she really hopes to empower kids to get them moving and to really help improve the health of our next generation. She's also a mom, and she's going to share her motherhood journey as well. You're going to love my conversation with Ashley, so let's get to it. All right, I want to welcome Ashley Hunter Riley. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Jessica. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk with you today. We've never met in person, but when I found out about your organization that you started, I got really interested in more background on that, and then finding out you're a mom as well. I have so many questions about how you juggle everything that you juggle. So for people that may not know you, why don't you give a little background on yourself so we can get to know you a little better?
Sure. I grew up in Minnesota. So I grew up in a little town just outside Minneapolis called Wayzata, went to school out east, and graduated, seems like a long time ago. Actually, it was a long time ago. Time's gone quickly. And I moved to the Bay Area back in 1998. I did investment banking for a couple of years as an analyst during that first bubble. So it was a really exciting time to be doing it. I learned a lot, and not necessarily specific investment banking information that I've used since then, but I learned how to figure things out, not be afraid to ask questions, think on my feet, attention to detail, all kinds of things that have actually been really useful since then. And I did investor relations for a little while. I was a substitute teacher, but was really excited to become a mom. That was something that I looked forward to my entire life. So I had my first child when I was 27. I just turned 27, and a little boy named Hunter, and since then have had three more. So I have four kids. I have teenager, 13-year-old, all the way down to a 5-year-old. So I'm kind of straddling both worlds, middle school and still the little kid stuff. And then I've got the couple in between, too.
That's awesome. So as a mom that does have that span, how is it as you're trying to do like family activities together and stuff where you're trying to coordinate something that appeals to the older kids as well as the younger kids? Do you have any secrets or tips for kind of making everybody happy?
No, it's really hard. And it's gotten easier in that the worlds I'm straddling no longer include diapers and strollers
and nap time.
So we're a little bit more flexible because I'm not bound by a really specific schedule for our young one.
That does help.
But my kids have different interests naturally. As a 13-and-a-half-year-old wants to do big kid stuff more than the 5-year-old who still likes the little kid stuff.
For sure.
So we compromise. That's what you have to do when you have a big group of people, and we're a big group of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And you just have to realize, like, not everyone's going to be the most happy all the time.
Right. That's kind of a life lesson.
And that's
you're
good to teach your kids.
What you want all the time. You're going to have to do things for other people sometimes. You're going to have to do things you don't want to do sometimes. And sometimes you're going to do the things you do want to do.
Right, absolutely. And I think it's good for your older children to realize that with your younger kids and develop that compassion for them and their needs and things like that. I think that's a great life lesson, like you said.
Yes. Interestingly, my oldest, who is the most rational just because he's older, is the one who had me all to himself for so long. So it's more the one who wants what he wants when he wants it.
Right.
My youngest is super flexible because he's grown up as kind of the last to get the attention.
Right.
So he's really go with the flow and pretty easy. But
Yeah, definitely. Birth order and spacing definitely plays into personality, right? Absolutely.
It's so fascinating.
Yeah. And how would you say, like, go back to your early motherhood days 13 years ago. What were some of your memories from that time? Like, what were the best parts of motherhood and the hardest parts of motherhood, if you can put yourself back in that time frame?
Well, the best part was just being in charge of this little person that I had no idea how much I would love. You hear how much a mother loves her children, but you don't know until you have one. And it is overwhelming. And it just is more and more every day. Mm-hmm. And it still is, even as they're older now, teenagers. But I was a young mom and really had no idea what I was doing. So talk about learning on the job, just like I had to do with investment banking. Well, being a mom is the ultimate learn as you go job.
Yeah.
And, it was exciting, and scary all at the same time. And the first child, those moments where they cry and you don't know, what are you crying about? And is it something terrible? And what am I doing wrong? Compared to the last one when they cry and you're like, yeah, you're fine.
Right, exactly. You have what you need. Now you just kind of cry it out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You definitely evolve.
A total evolution and just progressing through the stages of first-time mom to experienced mom has been really interesting.
For sure. And, I mean, iBanking is a very demanding job, obviously.
Yes.
I mean, it is hard to compare motherhood, but which would you say is harder? Could you compare them?
Oh, motherhood.
Isn't that interesting?
It's emotionally taxing. Yeah. It's physically taxing. It's just kind of draining in every way. And it's, at the same time, totally rewarding in ways that investment banking never could be.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, no, it's a gift to be a mom. That is truly a privilege and the best job ever, but definitely the hardest.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, you thought you worked long hours before. Then you're like, oh, 24/7. That does add up.
A lot of risk reward, though.
Yeah, that's awesome. So the thing that got me most curious about your background was this nonprofit organization that you started. Tell me about how that program got started and what is the mission behind it?
Yeah, well, kids has always been my passion. Since I was in high school, I did a lot of volunteering with kids and started another organization that's now in its 10th year that focuses on children's health. But Fit Kids came about 5.5 years ago. It was when I had transitioned out of this previous children's health organization and definitely wanted something to do. I love, as I've said, I love the mom stuff, but I was looking for a little bit more. And so I started Fit Kids. And the premise was to help kids play sports. Mm-hmm. I was an athlete. I have four little people who are athletes. And I'd read an article about kids who can't play sports for lots of reasons, like they can't afford it, they don't have programs in their communities, they don't have parents available to drive them to different communities, even if they then could afford it.
Wow.
And it just really struck a chord with me as I thought about who I am, who my children are growing into. No one's necessarily going to be an Olympic athlete, but they're all going to turn into the people they are because they've had exposure to sports and physical activity and all of the benefits that come with that. So it seemed to me an opportunity every child should have, really every person should have, but every child needs to have opportunities to be active, to run around, to build confidence in their physical abilities. And hopefully that turns into sports, but at the very least, it sets them on a path of healthy living and physical activity that's so important.
Right, absolutely. And it's not just about the health aspect, but also like the team aspect and, you know, working diligently to see improvement and confidence. And I mean, it all just goes together, doesn't it?
There are so many benefits of being physically active, including doing better in school.
Yeah.
So that's what Fit Kids does. We basically take physical activity to kids at schools and community organizations that otherwise can't afford to play sports, might have really limited PE at school, maybe no PE, and then don't have parks that they can play in on weekends because the parks are unsafe or neighborhoods are unsafe, and don't have parents available to play catch because parents are working multiple jobs and unavailable.
Right.
Lots of reasons kids have a hard time accessing physical activity and sports.
So you didn't want just their circumstances to dictate whether or not they were given the opportunity to pursue sports and physical activity and things.
Absolutely. Sports will change a person's life. And for some of the at-risk kids we work with, they could save a child's life, truly.
Yeah.
It's a reason to go to school. It's a reason to get good grades, to stay on a sports team. There's relationships that are built with coaches and they become mentors. It's a really amazing opportunity. And like I said, everybody should have that.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that mission. So where are you located and how do you find the areas to start these programs? What are you targeting?
Well, we're based in Redwood City. That's in the Bay Area on the peninsula, kind of in the heart of Silicon Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started it, it was really easy for me to identify the communities that were more low income and home to so many at-risk kids. Just from living here, I know where to go.
Right.
So we do a lot of programs all around the peninsula. And we send coaches that we train and pay into schools and community organizations, and they run our program for free. Mm. We also have launched a national charter program. And the idea here was to help bring our program into areas that needed it where we couldn't physically get coaches. So we have some programs out in L.A., Houston, and New York, and we send a brand new bag of equipment to schools or community organizations down there and provide access to our entire curriculum online and do a lot of training videos online too.
Wow. There might be moms listening that think, well, I have a passion for something in particular, but I don't even know where to get started. I mean, how did you even know what to do?
I had no idea what to do.
How did you figure it out?
I'm just determined. Yeah. And again, lessons from investment banking, figure it out.
Right.
You don't know what to do, you figure it out. So I read this article that was on a Saturday night. By Monday, I filed the articles of incorporation for the Fit Kids Foundation, and that was that. There was no turning back. I think I probably spent the whole night Saturday and most of the day Sunday researching how to start a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And it's not complicated. It truly is just step by step that you have to follow. It takes time, it takes commitment, and mm-hmm. I think it takes passion.
Right. Absolutely. And if you have that, you can figure out the rest. Like, I didn't know how to do a podcast before I Googled how to start a podcast. Like, literally, just Google it and see where that takes you. And then you learn what questions to ask and what holes to fill in. Yeah.
Exactly. And sometimes you don't know what you're starting, but that's no reason not to get going.
Yeah. What was your vision? Like, so, go back to that very beginning stage where that Saturday night.
Yeah.
What did you think this was going to be?
Not what it is today. I had no idea.
Yeah.
And if you had told me that 5.5 years ago, I might have been a little intimidated and thought, I don't have time for that. I, have kids I have to take care of first. And fortunately, I didn't know. So I just kept plowing ahead. And here we are. All I really wanted to do was help kids play sports. And I literally mean me out on the field, coaching kids, making it fun to be active. And that's exactly how it started. It started with me out on the field doing this.
Wow. That's so awesome. What did you learn about yourself through this process?
I learned that it's really important to have passion and then do something with it. I knew I loved working with kids. That's always been true for me, and finding things that are really important to me and combining that with this passion for working with kids. So that was physical activity and sports and kids. And finally, after 35 years, it all came together and fixed.
Yeah, you never know when that thing that maybe is your true purpose in life or the legacy you're going to lead or, who knows?
Right.
You never know when that thing is going to come along, you know? And you can't underestimate that if you haven't achieved it by 25 or 30 or 35 or even 50, that it hasn't come yet, you know? You have to keep dreaming.
I totally believe it's never too late. Mm-hmm. And I really believe even if you're busy, you can still do something. I mean, start a nonprofit, it doesn't require full-time, all night. You can do that, but you don't have to.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to evaluate for the season that I'm in right now, what can I do? And maybe for some people, it's something small in their home and, requires a once-a-week commitment. But it can grow from there. But it doesn't mean that it can never get bigger or never evolve.
Right. Yeah. Fit Kids started in my home. We had equipment in my garage. And I just went out from there to a couple schools in a local community and convinced a couple friends to do it with me. And that's how it started. It was that simple.
I love that. And since you've been engaging so many children, what have you learned about kids and about being a role model to these kids?
It's such an important job. Mm-hmm. It's something I take really seriously. That's one reason we actually pay our coaches, is to make sure that this group we're working with doesn't have another person not showing up or flaking on them or disappointing them. Our coaches are there every time. They're consistent. They have great relationships with the kids. Kids love hugs and high fives, and it's just a really important relationship, this coach and a child. And the kids are sweet and kind, and they're so excited about what's in the bag today, what kind of equipment I'm going to see. They are open-minded and happy, and it's just a joy to work with them.
Yeah. Kids just crave attention, and even kids that may act up in school or act up for their parents and maybe challenging, when you're yep. giving them that attention and validating them as a person, yep. I mean, they can't help but respond positively.
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And what's really cool about sports and physical activity is it kind of levels the playing field.
Yeah.
Anybody can play with anybody.
Right.
It doesn't matter where you're from or what you look like or what you believe. You bring people together on a sports field to play soccer, to do a relay race. We do a lot of relay races at Big Kids. They play.
Yeah. I love
that. They work together. Mm-hmm. All of that other stuff, this doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's so important. That's a great life lesson that can transfer into any other context as well later on. Yeah, I love that. And tell me what role your kids play in the nonprofit, if they do, or how do you engage your kids in physical activity?
Well, my kids, they're really busy in sports. Mm-hmm. They love sports. That's what they spend most of their time doing. And when they're not playing sports, they are out riding their bikes or doing something outside. Like I said, we're outside people. Mm-hmm. But they come to Fit Kids classes. They come to my office a lot. They know the coaches. They know the program. I wanted them to be part of it for sure, and I wanted it to be something that they were proud of.
Yeah.
Proud that their mom is involved in this and that I like to help people, and I want them to see that there's lots of ways to help people, to help our world. Even if it's not kids and physical activity for my kids, if it's animals or water, whatever it is, figure out what you feel strongly about, and let's figure out how you can help our world.
Right. Yeah. And like you said, it doesn't have to be sports. It can be music. It can be, you know, even learning and different subjects and things like that. But helping your kids identify that passion that lights them up, makes them feel good about themselves, that they can take that to the next level. I think that's really important to cultivate that in our kids.
Yeah.
But what if my kid is not that athletic? You know, like what for the parents that really want their kids to be on the team and be on the baseball team, and but maybe their child just isn't into it. Do you have any kids like that, or have you encountered that?
Yeah, that's hard because you want for your kids what you experienced for yourself.
Yeah.
So I think it's really hard as a parent to see your child as an individual who might have different likes and dislikes than you do.
Right.
I have three kids who love sports, and that kind of makes sense to me, and one who's not so much. He loves art and science, and that's okay because that's what makes him happy. The cool thing with Fit Kids is we really appeal to kids whether you like sports or not, whether you're naturally athletic or not. We do games and fitness activities and relay races, things that all kids enjoy because it's not competitive. Someone's not better at the relay race than the other.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's stronger or faster. They're really games that encourage teamwork and cooperation. And if we tell the kids, if you're going to compete, compete with yourself. And that's it. There's no one else you need to compete with out here. So the goal is to help kids who are going to be the athletes to build their skills and kind of fine-tune their maybe natural athletic talents. And for the kids who are not into sports and not natural athletes, that's okay. You can still love being active. And there's lots of fun ways to be active that don't involve sports and that don't even involve going to a gym.
Right.
It's just being outside and playing games or, you know, using some of the playground equipment that might be available at school. And no matter what, for all kids, we're helping build confidence in their physical abilities. And I just think that's so critical for anybody to be healthy, to feel good about themselves and know I can do this.
I do too. And I think, like, in the elementary school type context, you know, no kid wants to be picked last on the kickball team, but empowering them to realize they may not be the most interested in that sport or the most athletic, but they can still participate and they can still add value. I like that message.
Yep. Everybody participates at Fit Kids. And, you know, we do introduce some sports, but we don't focus on specific sports because inevitably you're going to have a kid who says, well, I love this sport, but I really hate the one we're focusing on right now. Or you're going to have the kid who says, I hate all sports. I don't want to do this. And I don't want to turn anybody off from being active.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like I said, there's so many ways to be active that don't mean you have to play sports.
Yeah.
So we are physical activity, purposeful, specific physical activity.
I like that. I like that. And I just think in this era of video games and technology that often wins over getting outside, you know, it's just like, oh, like even my own kids, you know, it's a struggle to get them to detach from that screen and go do something physical, even though they do love it once they're engaged in it.
Right.
But just drawing that line, you have to be so deliberate about it.
You do. And the more active they are, the more they want to go do that.
Mm-hmm.
For kids who are used to just plopping down on the couch and doing that all day, it gets harder and harder to get them off the couch.
Yes.
Physical activity is a learned behavior. So just like anything, if you start learning it when you're young, it gets easier and easier.
Well, and I think moms can identify with that, right? Moms that aren't in a physical fitness, you know, routine and things, like getting off the couch. And I mean, you've seen those charts that are like couch to 5K or, you know, those training schedules. I think that's so smart because you have to anticipate it may not be the most enjoyable thing or easy for sure the first time you go running, but it will get easier, it will get more enjoyable, but you have to, I don't know, just get off the couch first.
Somewhere. I know, the more active you are, the more active you are.
Right, yeah, and the more active you want to be.
Yeah,
yeah.
You got to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we are working with the little kids. They're kindergarten to second grade.
Okay.
And really wanting to set those patterns and behaviors at a young age.
Yeah, absolutely, because that's what's going to stick with them.
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
I was never athletic growing up. Like, I just am not athletically skilled in that way. I was more of a music person.
Yeah.
And it was always a bummer when my friends would be doing sports and stuff, and I never felt like I had something to contribute.
Right.
But now as an adult, for my own health and fitness, you know, I've tried to pick up some, you know, more activity and things like that. And once I'm in a routine, it's easy to continue.
Yep.
But it's always
Absolutely.
Hard to start. Always.
I know. It is.
How do you find time for your own personal fitness? Because, I mean, you're juggling kids and this organization and everything. How do you prioritize that as a mom?
I think being a mom is also, like, the ultimate workout. I mean,
right? How many times you up and down the stairs? Yeah.
Everything. So I have a lot of that kind of workout, but that is a priority for me also. Even if it's a quick walk while I'm on the phone, it might be multitasking, but since I know the benefits of physical activity, I have to find a way to do that every day.
Yeah.
And I know I have limited time. Once I drop my kids at school, I pretty much have those school hours to get everything done. Because at 3 o'clock, it's like a bell rings, and suddenly you've got carpool and lots of driving and dinner and homework and bedtime and then repeat.
Yeah.
So I use my time wisely.
Yeah.
I get, you know, a few hours of work time. That might be sitting in front of my computer, researching, being on the phone, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can combine work with exercise, like I said, walking while I'm on a conference call, then I do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, multitasking is a mom's best friend, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And anything you can do to make it more enjoyable, too. Like, I love listening to podcasts, and so while I'm out walking or whatever, I'm usually listening to something, and that just helps to pass the time and keeps me focused from how much my legs hurt.
Exactly. Yeah, keep yourself distracted.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's so many amazing people out there doing amazing things. I think what you're doing is so great, just to share the stories. It's inspiring. And
thanks.
Listening to someone else having done something really cool is so inspiring.
Yeah, thank you. I know everyone is leading such different lives, but I love that we can learn so much from each other's stories. You know,
I
love that. And it really empowers, like, somebody might be listening to you today and realize, well, I have this passion, whatever it is, and in maybe greeting card making. And, you know, maybe I could take that to the next level. Or what could I do to, you know, take those to a nursing home? You know, who even knows? But just inspiring one another that if Ashley can do it, maybe I can do it too.
Yes. And that is so true, because I wasn't particularly inclined towards nonprofits or anything. It was just truly a figure it out.
Yeah.
This matters to me, so I got to do something.
Yeah, absolutely. But some parents feel like, well, I have little kids at home right now, so I can't do anything. How do you juggle everything that you have going on? And do you ever feel that mom guilt where it's like if this job is taking you away from your kids that, you know, you feel like maybe that's not the right choice. How do you kind of reconcile that?
That was hard when they were little and I was starting the kids. I stayed up late and I would put them to bed and then stay up doing stuff. And then I would take them with me to my office and I had coloring books and markers so they could sit and do something. And that didn't last forever. I mean, that maybe bought me an hour or two at the most if I brought snacks too.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started bringing them to classes with me. So they would come to some of the classes I was coaching. And the rule was they participate with the kids. They don't sit on the side.
Yeah.
They don't even stand by me. They go out and they do class too. So
I like that.
If I hadn't brought them and made them part of it, I probably would have had more of that guilt. Like, this mm-hmm. is my thing, and
right.
you guys aren't involved in it. And I could easily have spent so much time away from them working on this, and I just didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
But being mom is my priority for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that that means I can't do other things.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. Yeah. And thinking about, okay, what is it that I'm passionate about that I'm neglecting right now?
Yep.
But what could I do that maybe incorporates my kids? So if I'm a runner, maybe I can get a new stroller and push them
yep.
in the stroller and make that happen. Maybe
yep.
I'm cooking and maybe I can have them in the kitchen with me. You know,
yep.
how can you incorporate your kids so that it's not just like a leave me alone type situation?
Right.
I think that's
exactly.
when you feel the most guilty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it just was a time when I could stay up later and they went to bed earlier. I
yeah.
don't know if I could do it as easily now just because my kids stay up later and they need
yeah.
homework help.
Yeah.
It was really good timing then.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. Every season has its own challenges
yeah.
that come with it and then also benefits. And then it's
yes.
constantly changing and you're just trying to keep up.
No, just when you think you got it figured out.
No, it's so true. It's so true.
Yeah.
I mean, from the sound of your voice and from what we're talking about, it sounds like this is really a passion project that fills you up. Do you feel like a better mom since you've pursued this passion and
Completely.
Starting this organization?
Yes. I think because I've shown my kids that when you believe in something, when something's important to you, you follow through and you do something about it.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that I've given them that kind of role model to follow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's made me appreciate the opportunities my kids do have because not everybody has those. And I hope it's made them appreciate the opportunities that they have. And,
absolutely.
I think gratitude goes a long way, little bits here and there. And so if my being involved in this has given them more gratitude for what they have, then that's great. And hopefully they take that and do something in our world with it.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to give our kids exposure because it's so
yeah.
easy to live your day-to-day in a bubble and
yes.
have them think that everybody has food on the table.
Right.
Everyone gets driven to sports practices,
right.
you know? And so they just take it for granted. Mom, come pick me up at this time. Mom, drive
exactly.
me here, drive me there. I mean, without that awareness that some kids just don't have that opportunity,
yeah.
we're not really giving them that ability to feel, you know, empathy for anybody else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's really important to me.
Absolutely.
I definitely feel like I'm a better mom. I'm a better person.
Yeah.
And Fit Kids does make me very happy. I feel really proud of it. And I'm so happy to see the impact it's making on
yeah.
so many kids.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. I love the mission behind this organization and just the reach that it's having to impact this next generation for the better. And it goes, like we said, beyond the physical, but
yes.
it's building character in these kids
Absolutely.
That are desperate for role models and
yep.
for confidence.
Yep.
Yeah, that's amazing. So you have 4 kids. You've engaged with all these children over the course of the past 5 years. How have you evolved as a mom? Think about, you know, going from the early days 13 years ago to now. How
yeah.
how has your motherhood changed?
I think I'm more patient.
Mm.
I see kids, like I said, who are struggling and have really difficult lives. And when I get home and my kids want to complain or be upset about something, I think years ago I probably would have, you know, snapped at them. But now I just have more patience
yeah.
to listen to what they're saying and then have a more thoughtful conversation with them about what they're feeling and what else is going on in the world to give them a little bit of perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I just love what you're doing. What is your vision for the Fit Kids program and where do you hope this goes the next several years?
My vision is to be all around the country.
Awesome.
Helping kids in all different parts of our world be active and mm-hmm. see that it's really fun to be active. I always say the cool thing about our program is the benefits are disguised in the fun.
Mm.
Kids don't know that they're out there building strength and speed and improving their agility and hand-eye coordination. Those are words they probably don't even know, but that's what's happening. To
yeah.
them, they're just having fun. So I think this is a really great program, and hopefully this charter program that we have that's spreading around the country will be available more and more, and we'll just continue to grow that.
That's awesome. Well, if people want more information about your program or more information about you, where can they find you online?
Well, I am on our website, fitkids.org, and then you can find me on LinkedIn and Facebook and all of the usual social media places.
All right. That's awesome. Well, Ashley, I always ask my guests one final question, and it's this. What would you tell your pre-motherhood self?
Oh, man. Where would I begin? So many things. I think I would tell my pre-motherhood self to calm down, relax, and enjoy it. That you hear this all the time. Like, that little kid phase goes so hard. And when you're in it, it seems like it's forever. But it is so special when the kids are little, teeny tiny. So relax and enjoy that. And don't be in a hurry for the next thing, because it's coming.
Right.
It is coming.
Yeah, it is.
Time.
It is.
There.
Yeah, and you remember those early days with kids that you thought were never going to be able to clean up after themselves, and the Cheerios were forever going to be on the ground, and you're just like, bah!
Yes.
You know?
Waiting until...
Yeah.
Oh, of course, I don't think that motherhood gets easier. It probably gets more difficult. It goes from this, like, physical exhaustion of being up all night to emotional exhaustion when your kids are teenagers and can...
Yeah. Do you have any tips for connecting with teenagers now that you have a teenager? Is there anything that you do in particular to help keep that communication open and connect with your teen?
Well, I am really open with my kids and really close with them. So we talk a lot.
Yeah.
And I know what they're doing. I mean, I'm in his business. He would probably say, Mom, you're in my business too much, but I am in his business. And that takes so much time at the end of the day to sit down and talk to him. Who did you hang out with today? What happened in math class? What happened at flag football after school? You've got to do that so that you are part of his world.
Right. And they might seem annoyed at the time, but really, they probably are so glad you're giving them that attention.
Too. Yes. I for sure, he likes to play hard to get. No, I don't want to talk about this. But I just kind of force myself into his world and, I can get in there, and so I know him. I know my kids really well.
I love that.
And I think also know your kids and who they are as individuals. Mm-hmm. I have four, and they're definitely similar in some ways, but they're all their own little person.
Right.
And take the time. This is that relax and enjoy and take the time and get to know them.
Yeah, absolutely. And it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of intentional time, and sometimes we feel like our to-do list is too long and time is too short, but your kids are worth it, aren't they?
Totally. Mm-hmm. This is where that patience,
where
I've changed so much with patience, is knowing this is going to take a while to get all this information from my oldest, but I want it. It's important. And so I got to sit here and keep persevering.
Right. Exactly. Ashley, thank you so much for chatting with me today about your program and about your family. We loved getting to know you, and I just think you're doing great work. You're an extraordinary mom, and I love how you're impacting all these other children as a mom role model for them as well.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing the story.
Yeah, you bet. That's I hope you have a great day.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, bye. I want to thank Ashley for being on the show today. I loved hearing more about her Fit Kids program and just encouraging kids to get active and to be empowered, that even if they're not naturally athletic, that they can still participate and still have fun and still build confidence through engaging games and physical play and all of those things. So thanks, Ashley, for what you're doing with the program. I'm just so inspired to get my kids outside and off their screens. I hope everyone has an awesome week, and I'll see you next week for another episode with another extraordinary mom. Have a great day. Bye.